Now, we've established the fact that conflict is normal to relationships, and I also mentioned that there is a difference between a conflict and a problem. The difference is this. Conflict is normal. Conflict is necessary. Conflict can be very developmental, this interpersonal conflict that we're talking about. It can be very growth-oriented. I remember an illustration that I read, or a story that I read, that illustrates this very well, about the Norwegian shipbuilders. In the old days, when they were still using sails, the real master shipbuilders used a certain kind of tree for their mainmast. And they knew where those trees grew, and so they would go to that area, and they would find a certain tree with a certain right dimension, the diameter that they wanted, the right length, and it would be straight, and that was where they would get their wood for that mainmast. But the real expert shipbuilders did not just pick any tree, even though it was the right kind of wood, and even though it had the right dimensions. They would go to a certain part of that forest where the tree was exposed to the winds of the sea, where it had grown up from a sapling, flexing and giving with all of the stress of the winds. And they would take that tree, because that tree had developed the capacity of giving and flexing. And out on the sea, in the middle of a storm, it would not break nearly as quickly as a tree that had not had that kind of a growth experience. Well, this is what happens when we deal with conflict. Conflict helps us develop and grow and creates a greater degree of flexibility and understanding in dealing with other people. And we must be careful not to avoid conflict, because we are avoiding growth experiences, real growth experiences. And when we work our way through conflict, there are several positive results that take place. Let me suggest a couple. First, there is deeper understanding and deeper compassion for the other person. We learn to understand more what they're struggling with. When Florine and I have a conflict, and we work our way through it, and we sit down and we dialogue honestly and talk and then pray together, I come away knowing that I've learned something new about Florine. I have a greater understanding for some of the things that she feels and that she's struggling with and that she is experiencing. I have a greater level of compassion for her and for the things that are part of her life. And this is something we need with one another. I think this is part of what 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4 is talking about, where it tells us that we are to comfort others with the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. And so as we work towards the resolution of these conflicts, as we work toward a solution, we are able to develop a greater degree of compassion and understanding. Second positive result, and I like this very much, whenever I'm willing to work through a conflict with someone, I get a greater realization of the grace of God, a greater personal experience and understanding of the grace of God. Do you remember in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 15? It tells us that we must be careful. See to it, it says, that no one comes short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and by it many be defiled. Now, if you look back a few verses in that chapter, you'll see that he's talking about dealing with other people. Verse 12, therefore strengthen the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble, and make straight paths for your feet, so that the limb which is lame, may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all men. He's talking here about relationships. And he's saying, beware, be careful that you do not fail to obtain the grace of God which is available to you. Because if you do that, if you fail to obtain the grace of God in this relationship, it can lead to a root of bitterness and many can be defiled. And every time that I'm willing to sit down with someone and work through that conflict as brothers in Christ, and we talk our way and pray our way through it, and we're honest and open with each other, there is something that produces in me a realization and experience of the reality of the grace of God. In Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 14 and following, Paul is writing to a group of people who were having some conflicts. It was a group of believers, Jewish believers and Gentile believers, and they were struggling with one another. They were having a hard time accepting one another. And so he says, look, Jesus came to tear down these walls of hostility. And in verse 14, he made of both groups one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall of hostility. And then in verse 16 of this second chapter, he says, that he might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity or the hostility. And I would like to suggest to you that in that second verse, verse 16 that we just read, there is a phrase that's very important, and that's through the cross. In the Living Letters it says, the feud ended at the cross. I like that. Every time that I have a conflict with someone, if both of us are willing to go back to the cross with our pride, with our own ideas, with our so-called rights, if we're willing to go back to the cross and lay that all at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, I give you my rights. I give you this idea that I think is so correct. I give it to you. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to argue with this person. If both people do that, the feud ends at the cross. It's bound to end at the cross. That's where the feud always ends. Whenever I'm willing to go to the cross with my brother or my sister with whom I'm having a conflict, God says the feud will end at the cross. And so as we work our way through conflicts, we experience a greater realization of the grace of God. A third positive result to working through conflicts is that we will experience more meaningful dialogue in our relationship. We will understand, we'll develop a better level of communication, because every time we talk our way through a situation, we grow in our understanding and our ability to communicate and understand each other in this area of dialogue. And finally, the fourth positive result of working our way through conflict is that we will develop personally. There will be a greater degree of personal maturity. Every time I'm willing to work through a conflict with someone, I grow a little bit. I get a better understanding of myself, of biblical truth, of God, of the other person, and all of that is what goes into making up maturity. And so there are some very positive results to working our way through conflict.